DM Dilemma Time if you have advice for in-law Izzy.
She writes, "Hey, ANA, I need some advice. My in-laws are coming to town soon, and the anxiety is already causing fights between me and my husband. My mother-in-law always finds a way to put me down. She says things like, 'I don't know how you ever landed my son when you look and act the way you do.' Oh. Or, 'Why do you have a job if you aren't college educated? You should stop wasting my son and granddaughter's time and focus on being a good mom.' Yikes. She is constantly making comments on my weight and the fact that I never wear makeup. It is ridiculous. My husband never stands up for me, and I feel like it would be disrespectful to stand up to her. How do others deal with their difficult in-laws? I'm at my wit's end."
So I don't know if this is going to be a popular opinion, but my gut reaction for in-laws Izzy is to just put it out of your mind. What was the old saying? Sticks and stones may break your bones. Words will never hurt you. Just wouldn't it be easier if you just chalked this old miserable woman up to what she is? Somebody who does not matter in your life whatsoever. That's my advice. Just put it out of your mind. Just don't worry about what her critiques of you. It doesn't matter.
I think that's easier said than done,
sure.
But I did have a therapist who gave me kind of similar advice, but maybe took it a step further. Her advice to me, if you're dealing with difficult people like this, is just calmly, not with emotion, just be like, "That was mean. That was a mean thing to say." Because then if it's somebody who isn't trying to rile you up, they're going to have to sit with that feeling of like, "Oh, wow, she called me out for being mean." Whereas if it's somebody who is trying to rile you up, you didn't give them the satisfaction of getting riled up. You were just like, "That was mean."
I gotcha. That makes sense.
And
I
then
like
if
it.
You want to stop hanging out with them, which I mean, that's tricky with in-laws. I don't really know. But you can easily be like, "Well, you keep saying mean things to me."
I've never had an in-law situation in my life, but I have dealt with family members who can be a little bit mean. Like, I think, and I love my grandmother very, very much. So maybe this also makes it easier. Like, I imagine in-law Izzy doesn't really care for her for her mother-in-law, like, at all. But I remember, like, a year ago, I saw my grandmother, and I was kind of complaining about my job. I was working in retail, talking about how hard it was. And I look over, and my grandmother is strumming a fake violin. Like, that isn't nice, but my mom later asked me, like, "Hey, are you okay? That was, like, kind of mean what your grandma did." And I was like, "That's just grandma. Like, good with bad with her, like, whatever. I chalk it up. I don't care. Like, it doesn't affect me. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." I think if you can go through this weekend with the in-laws with that mentality, you're going to be a lot happier. And just know that she is only doing that probably because she's miserable in her own life. So allow that to make you feel better.
I don't know. I do have a great amount of empathy for Izzy just because I was an only child growing up. So whenever there was negative attention, it was all on me all the time. So if I made one mistake, it would be like months that I was that would get brought up. Like, "Do you remember that one time that you showed up 5 minutes late past your curfew?" You know, it was just always harping. And so when you constantly have that negative attention, it is sometimes hard to turn the other cheek. And so I'll be interested to see what advice people who have difficult in-laws have for in-law Izzy.
Corey, what do you think Izzy should do?
I hate to say this because my dad's mother is similar. Just consider the source and let bygones be bygones.
Thank you so much for the call, Corey. That's kind of what I'm saying, in that, you know, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you. You know, at the end of the day, what she thinks about you as a wife to her son doesn't really matter, as long as your son doesn't, like, say anything like, "Well, she's kind of got a point there about the meal you made last night. It wasn't great." Like, as long as he doesn't do stuff like that, I think you can just kind of let it go and just realize that she's a dirty, rotten bee and just a terrible person and whatever. Hopefully she won't be around very often.
Mike slid into the Adam and Allison Facebook DMs, and he has a bit of a personal connection. He says that the husband needs to grow a pair, and he says it can be a tricky situation. I took a stand against my now ex-wife's father, and now I'm divorced.
Oh.
But he says to me, if she sits on it, then it'll eat away at her and get worse. So you have to say something.
I gotcha. Let's go to Gail and see what Gail has to say. Thanks for calling. What you think?
I think that instead of addressing it so much with the in-law, her husband should be addressing it with his mother.
So you think it's the husband's responsibility to say something to his mother?
Correct. Because to me, he's allowing his mother to disrespect his wife. And when you get married, it is your responsibility to have respect for your spouse. And when you allow outside people, whether that be family or friends, disrespect your spouse, you also are disrespecting your spouse.
Interesting. You don't have any sympathy for the fact that if this rotten mother-in-law is that rotten to her daughter-in-law, she's probably a real pain in the butt to deal with as a son, too. So he's probably scared of her, or at least I could see that.
I wouldn't invite her into my home if she was disrespectful to my spouse.
Got you.
Yeah.
All
right.
Because that's her safe place. Her home is her safe place.
Thank you very much for the thoughts on that. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Did you see this text from Janice? I thought it was interesting about giving her a list of hotels that she could go stay at.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Izzy wouldn't be happier if she herself just went and stayed in a hotel for a weekend. And I'm not being sarcastic by that. She gets a weekend getaway. She doesn't have to be with the mother-in-law. It could be, you know, maybe her and a girlfriend or whatever go have spa days, go out to eat, get drinks, whatever, stay at a hotel. You've got a little staycation for yourself. That might be kind of nice.
I would say whatever Izzy feels most comfortable with, because definitely the mother-in-law shouldn't be able to kick her out of her house. If Izzy truly would prefer a little spa getaway, go for it. But if she wants to say, no, I want to be with my husband and my daughter, then you could stay at a hotel, mother-in-law.
Lindsay says, when a man marries a woman, she becomes first in his life. He needs to stand up and take up for his wife. It's disrespectful to sit there and let your family talk to your wife that way.
So a lot of people are saying that the husband should stick up for his wife. I don't know. I find this whole thing really interesting.
It is very interesting. I wanted to share Lauren's story, who texted us. And I was really hoping she could call, but I understand that she couldn't. She said, my mother-in-law is the same. I finally stood up to her on Christmas, called her out in front of everyone for spelling my name wrong for 8 years. And her response showed everyone how she really feels. Enough is enough. If he's not going to stand up for you, you do it yourself. You will feel better.
Ooh, love that advice.